It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this week, the metal god. How are you, Rob?
Hey, Jackie. Hey, everybody. So great to be with you once again, talking about metal, talking about Priest, talking about everything that we love about this heavy metal world that we live in.
Well, we're here to celebrate the release of Invincible Shield. When I have to say, I was there at Power Trip when it was announced. It was so exciting. It was such a great show. And it's finally here, Invincible Shield.
Oh, I tell you, wow. Look at this band. Over 50 years later, by the way, Rock and Roll is 50 this year. Rock and Roller, 1974, Invincible Shield, 2024, 19 studio albums connecting both of them. A band has played thousands of shows. A band has played to millions of metal fans all over the world. A band that was there from the beginning of the heavy metal scene. And here we are at this wonderful opportunity to show everybody again this great love affair that we have with metal throughout Invincible Shield.
So we've got the record, we've got the spring US tour kicking off next month. And Rob, personal change is inevitable throughout the various stages of life. What does Invincible Shield reflect about you that's different from the lyrics at the heart of albums like British Steel and Screaming for Vengeance?
I think everything about this band is immersed in this title. What is an invincible shield? I think Priest is the invincible shield of heavy metal, without a shadow of a doubt. We've been defending the faith of heavy metal forever. But to be at this point now where this band and the metal is invincible, we have the shield reference, which is a reference of preservation, of survival, of also pushing forward and reinforcing everything that we love and breathe about the metal experience. It's just a great a title that expresses all of that. So this is just like a really fine-tuned experience that Priest is displaying right now. We're so happy that the music has turned out so strongly, that each song, as we've always tried to do, is really showing you the best elements of what this band can achieve at this moment. Judas Priest, Invincible Shield, 2024.
Invincible Shield, the new record from Judas Priest, is out now. Here's another new tune from the record, The Serpent and the King. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford with us on the show. We're celebrating the release of the new Priest record, Invincible Shield. And let's go back to Firepower for a moment. Firepower, such a vibrant musical statement. What precedent do prior albums create when you approach what comes next?
Your prior records are very useful reference points. That can also be a little bit of a distraction, and that can also create some obstacles if you don't really know how to take those textures and references and utilize them into the work that you're doing now. And Priest has been doing that since Rock and Roll. I keep using that album as a reference, but it's true, because after Rock and Roll, you had Sad Wings of Destiny. You had a definitive break in the display of what this band was doing. It was enormous, the jump from Rock and Roller to Sad Wings of Destiny, then moving all the way through the timeline of Priest. Every album has a reference point that you can look back and listen to and be curious, be inquisitive, and utilize some of those past songs from a different place now. It's not about replication or reimagining, but I think it really helps to kind of keep the broad spectrum of your achievements in place, and that sets up the feeling, okay, now we have to go to this point. Now we've done all this stuff, now this new reference is over here. So all of this music that Priest is playing on Invincible Shield has all that essence. It's new and it's fresh, and it's this band as we exist and live and breathe metal in 2024.
Rob Halford with us. Invincible Shield, the new record from Judas Priest, is out now. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up next, Jamie Josta will be checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit, tunes from Iron Maiden. Rob is going to be picking music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, the metal god, Rob Halford, with us on the show. We're celebrating the release of Priest's new record, Invincible Shield. And creatively, Rob, Judas Priest has always been a three-person collaborative. How has that synergy made you a better songwriter and lyricist, particularly in the case of this new album?
Chemistry is something that you and I have talked about multiple times, Jackie, and that is so important for any band. You know, the textures of a band in terms of the writing, I always feel you should try and encapsulate everybody's feelings and desires in what is the final display. So what I mean by that is that even though we've had this great relationship, two guitar players and a singer, from British Steel onwards, that's made this really extraordinary array of songs happen. They're also connecting in this instance for many times with Ian and with Scott. This whole thing that you're pushing is from everybody in the band. So even though the components and of a song, the songs on Invincible Shield come from the trio, there's no doubt that the references that Ian's making and that Scott's making complete the picture, completed. These songs are completely created by everybody in Judas Priest. But it is something very special to us. And writing music, it ain't easy. Not when you're dealing with all of the places that you've been to before. You have to work really hard to get the best results. And we've never shied away from that. So writing is where it all starts. Everything happens after the writing. You've got to really focus 1,000% on your writing, and then great things come from there forward.
Rob Halford on the show with us this week, celebrating Invincible Shield, a new record from Judas Priest that just came out. Still to come this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Danzig, Sepultura, and more with the Metal God next. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford with us. And Rob, the limitation of, let's say, Tony Iommi's fingertips famously gave Black Sabbath a distinct sound. How has Glenn Tipton adapting to Parkinson's disease actually taken the band in new creative directions?
Unbelievable. Thank you so much for referencing Glenn. We love Glenn. Everybody loves Glenn. He's so important. He's as important. And his involvement in this band hasn't diminished in one way, shape, or form. Yes, the articulation when it comes to some guitar work has been passed over to Richie with Glenn's blessing and Glenn's encouragement and direction. Glenn's guitar playing is all over this album. It's remarkable that this man is still doing great things considering what he has to work with every day of his life. This whole essence of not surrendering, not giving up, believing in yourself, fighting for everything that you live for. If that isn't the essence of Glenn Tipton and heavy metal, I don't know what is. He's on fire on this record, and his writing and his performing and his place in Priest is as strong as it ever was.
It's Full Metal Jackie coming up next. New music from Comeback Kid, and we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with my guest, Rob Halford. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford, with us on the show. We're celebrating the release of Invincible Shield, Judas Priest's 19th studio record. And Rob, when you joined Judas Priest, the Rolling Stones had only been at it for about 10 years, and the Beatles were already disbanded. How does the expectation of a band's musical longevity recalculate every few years when the original assumption was that it probably wouldn't last very long?
Well, this is the joy of being in a rock and roll band. There is no guarantee. There are no guarantees of how long you'll be together. There are no guarantees of how much music you'll play, how many shows you'll do, because that's what rock and roll is about. It's just chaos. You know, there are no rules and regulations. Things happen for the right reasons, you know. Again, the chemistry, the structure of the life of your band is just so intertwined with so many other possibilities that could come along and take you to this place or that place. That's what I love about being in a band. You know, you've got distinctive characters, distinctive people that are all bringing something separately to the table, but the end result can be very strong and potent. So it's so cool that you reference those two bands. I love them so much, and it's so great. The Stones have just got this new Hackney Diamonds out, which is kicking butt, you know, and that Beatles song that was released not too long ago. How cool is that? That bands from those particular times in rock and roll are still vital and important and doing great things. And I'll put Priest into the equation. 50 years later, this band is still doing important things in music.
Absolutely. And we are so excited for this new record, Invincible Shield, out now. See the band on their spring US tour kicking off next month. Rob, always such a pleasure to chat with you. And I'm so excited for this upcoming tour, and good luck with everything to come this year.
Thank you, Jackie. It's always a pleasure to speak with you guys. And thanks for all the love and the support that you give for not only Priest, but for metal throughout the US and the world, because everybody listens to Jackie around the world. So yeah, let's keep keeping that metal faith alive, and everybody get ready to check out some Invincible Shield.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.